That was incredible. That was like a four-year university degree in 20 minutes.
It was great seeing you. Since we talked, business has doubled. The tip that you gave me about studying my schedule for 5 minutes per day, man, that is helping so much. I'm in full control of my time. Everybody in the business is gonna start doing that. So I just wanna give a huge shout out to you. Thanks a lot. Have an incredible day.
What's the one thing you wish you could do in your life?
The one thing I wish I could do, man, I wish continual growth would blow up.
Right, you want more money? You want more success in your company?
Yeah.
All right, so then I'm gonna give you something. You need to be a student of your calendar every day. So I need you to take a minimum of 5 minutes a day. And I promise you, if you take a minimum of 5 minutes a day and you study your calendar, what you do in person, on the phone, via email and media, radio, print, TV, and social media, if you learn to ask and attract by being a student of your calendar, studying the white space in your calendar, keeping a better balance, 5 minutes, that's all I'm asking. 5 minutes a day, you will double the amount of money you make in an accelerated manner faster than you ever believed. Can you see any reason you want to do it? Can you see any reason? Just give me 5 minutes a day to study your calendar. Can you see any, right? That's an emotional connection. So I'm getting into what you like and what you don't like, what you want and what you don't like. So how do we do that? Now the selling side. You got the value side?
Yeah.
Once you got the value, now you're saying, Dave, go out there and hand $100 bills and ask for 20 back. Even if you do that, you still have to know how to sell. So here's the five steps to selling. Number one, stimulate interest and separate it from everything else. Stimulating interest is not the sale. How many of you have ever bought off of a phone message? So you got a phone message. Have you ever bought anything, hung up from a phone message, said, oh shit, I'm dialing up. Here's my credit card, hit six. But how many phone messages do you have of people selling to you?
Right.
It's a waste of fucking time.
Right.
Because they haven't learned to stimulate interest as a separate component from selling. Stimulating interest has one goal, and it's diverted by two things. One, availability, right? If the person's available, I can stimulate interest. Two, unavailability. If someone's unavailable, this is why it's not a sale, because the objective of stimulating interest of an unavailable person is to get them to call you back and become available. Now, right, I can stimulate interest. So it's a duality, a different duality. People, millions of people every day are cold calling and they haven't understood the objective of a cold call, right? 80% of the time, the person's unavailable, so you better fucking practice on how to make them available, not how to sell them or sell someone that's unavailable, like on a voicemail or email, or that's not selling. The only purpose of an email when you're selling is to stimulate interest to make the person available. Right? So unavailable, in fact, you're better off as a salesperson knowing how to take someone from unavailability to availability than selling.
Right.
Because statistically, if you take that 80%, make them all available to you, even if you suck at selling, just by pure numbers, I'll close more people and be a shittier salesperson. Because I'm working with 60, 70% of the people, not the 20 that are available. You might be able to close 10%. 10% of 20 is great, but if I got 80 and I'm closing 5%, I got four, you got two, I'm fucking making 400 grand and you're making 200 grand. It's math.
Yeah.
All right, so stimulate interest. Availability to unavailability, now stimulating interest is to utilize the credibility, the emotional reasons, impacts, capabilities. So what do? We stimulate interest. My only purpose is to get you to listen, to allow me to share a vision. That's it. The same way my only purpose is to take unavailability to availability. When someone's available, I only want to stimulate interest. And so I do that using usually the credibility and emotional aspects of. So if I'm trying to stimulate interest, I could say, raised in the fourth city. What is that?
So we were all born in London, which is about 2 hours
away.
Yeah.
Oh, I love London. Have you guys gone to a premier game?
So you're thinking of London, England?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, London, to
London,
Canada.
Ontario.
Yeah,
like
Ontario.
I was actually born in England. I'm a Premier League fan.
Are you? Was it Chelsea?
Yeah.
So you'll get this. I went to Chelsea Man City game.
Stamford
in
Bridge?
Chelsea. Yeah. Walked through the town.
Wow.
Okay.
That's cool.
Damn.
That's cool.
Right now, I've connected emotionally.
Dope.
Now I can say, man, the reason I got to go to the UK is that I actually believe in habits. And that I just literally have created a paradigm of habits in my life. And I use this unbelievable thing called the habit machine. It was created by the 21. it created continual growth in my life. I travel the world. I mean, literally live a bucket life and get paid for it. I believe in activity. I get paid for it. I don't get paid for. Would you be interested in learning about my habit machine?
Yeah. That was sick.
Okay, then you transition the interest. He says, yeah, it would be. Okay, now to transition the interest, now I can send information. Right, or I can further describe information. Right, for me, I usually send information and say, terrific. They look over the information, then I come back in a whole separate thing. So I stimulate an interest, I transition interest either verbally or through collateral materials, video, email, blah, blah, blah. Then I come back to share the vision separately, right? So, you know, what'd you think of the habit machine? Could you imagine, you know, what's the number one thing you'd like to change in your life? Boom, get that, right? And then say, you know, what would you like about that? If you literally could meditate for 20 minutes a day, what would you like about it, right? What would, you know, the baseline, right? If you knew your baseline, therefore you could start controlling your ego, because you know when you're outside of your baseline, you know when you're off trajectory, you know when you're creating a void, shortage, or obstacle, right? How much money do you think we could make, man, if you stayed out of your own way? If you had less resistance in your life, if people said yes to you, if when you cold called people, it was effortless and no resistance, what would that mean? Could you, how many calls do you make a day? Right? Now, I share a vision. Can you see any reason you won't want to use the habit machine? It takes minutes to change your life. Every aspect of your life. Your money, the amount of people you impact, and your fun. How much is that worth to you?
Right? So what you're, like, because in traditional sales, right, you're always taught to, like, show the value and the benefits, right? But you're almost asking the person
always
to give you the benefits always. And then...
Yeah, because I asked them from what you told... So I can do, like, the basics of this, right? I can say, tell me a reason you'd like to change that habit. And let them tell me the reason, right? And then I could narrow them, like a lawyer, with closed-ended questions, say, hey, would it also help... I'll just do one for real. Right? What was your habit again?
The habit?
Oh, yeah. What do I want? Well, give me a habit. Someone give me a habit that you want to change about yourself.
Let's say reading a book.
Reading a book. I want to read more.
Yeah.
Why do you want to read more?
I think that's how I'll get knowledge.
And why is knowledge important to you?
Because if I stick to what I already know, then I'm limiting myself. By exposing myself to more information, I can use that knowledge.
Those are called open-ended questions, right? He had to explain it to me. Now here's a closed-ended question. Now what if I know that the 21, one of the key values of it is to raise your awareness as well as your knowledge.
Right.
Increase your skills through knowledge. So now what I would say is Z. Would it also help you if I could raise your awareness so you could be more aware of things like whether to buy or sell?
Yes.
Would it also be of value to you if you could acquire skills that allowed you to make more money as well?
Absolutely.
So from what you told me, Z, the reasons you'd like to buy the habit machine or subscribe to my 21 program or the continual growth program is that you could increase your knowledge, your skills, your awareness and your desire from what you told me. Can you see a reason you won't want to sign up? Boom, shared a vision. Boom, every time, 120 rule. I blow it out of the water. Bob Proctor did it to me last night. He soft sold me, Justin's watching. And I told him, I was sitting there, I'm like, he said, I can do this. And he's like, the reason, and went through his whole little program. I got this small program, it's $30. And every day you get my best piece of advice. At the end, right, you know you're selling when I'm like, dude, no, wait. I want to pay. Where do I sign up? Can I give you my $30? But I want to know your best piece of advice every day. Right? Who paid $30 for my best piece of advice? I ain't selling it, right? But I give it. Because then it's even more value. Because I don't need your $30. Maybe someday I will. I don't know. I don't today. I don't need it. What I need to do is elevate you. So stimulate interest, transition interest, share a vision. Now comes how your business thrives. That's selling to share a vision. Remember, only 20% is selling. I say 20% is selling, 80% is collecting. And not just money. Collecting is managing and developing a vision, not exceeding expectations. Because I'll tell you, the majority, if not all the time, it's impossible to exceed expectations. Because people expect perfection, and we're not perfect. But you know a bullshitting, overselling, manipulating, lying salesperson when they're constantly telling you, I exceed expectations. Because I used to do it. You can't exceed expectations. Brother, what I can do is manage and develop your expectations. Mm-hmm. Right? I can manage and develop it to provide 120 value continually to you so that, you know, these products here that I sit there and go, I don't want this. And then, you know, my camera guy's like, dude, I'm going to buy them for you. That's how much I know you need them. I don't want to try them. They're going to fall out. It's going to cost me money. You know, blah, blah. You know, all the things in my head, resistance, which is not an expectation of what it is. And so he's so passionate about it. He's like, dude, of course, I'm going to buy my own. I'm not going to make him do it. So I buy my own. I put him in. I'm like, whoa, manage and develop my expectations. Whoa, my God, I was like, where's my phone? I just put it down. I'm walking around. The clarity, I'm like, I'm so much more productive and accessible because of these. And how much is productivity and accessibility worth in my life? Millions of dollars for $159. Can you see any reason? So now what do I do? People say, you like those? Oh my God, I love these. You got to get them. It makes me millions of dollars. You got to get this. Managing and developing. What's happening? These guys have a whole bunch of sales reps they're not paying. That's the cheapest way to do business. That's thriving. Step five, thriving. You know you're thriving when you have stimulated interest. First, stimulate interest for availability, then stimulate interest for the sale, transition interest through professional collateral and explanation, share a vision of true value, 120, manage and develop the vision by providing value that you promised, not exceeding, right? Even though sometimes it will, but very, very often it won't. But you're managing, developing it, and you're creating a huge sales force of people that's sharing Dave Meltzer's content because it has value, because I didn't ask you for $30 a day to get my videos, or $30 a month, or $30 a year. It's just value. And so what do? You're like, oh my God, this guy can bring the heat, right? These are all my friends. I got 1,000 friends. You got 1,000 friends. You got 1,000 friends. Now I got 4,000 more people that are like, oh, these AirPods are amazing. This Dave Meltzer is amazing. And then those 4,000 become 4,000. And that's how your own habit machine turns into what you want, which is making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun with it because your boys are all doing it with you. And you just need 11 different things. 6 on this side, credibility, emotional attachment, reasons, impacts, capabilities, and ask of value. And then 5 to thrive, stimulate interest first, from unavailable to available, then stimulate for the sales, transition interest, share a vision, manage and develop a vision, and then finally, the gold, the holy grail, thrive.
That was incredible. That was like a 4-year university degree in 20 minutes.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.